Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very blessed and sacred month of Muharram, which is a very sad and solemn month for all of the followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, as well as all of the people who are fond of them, and also even non-Muslims who are advocates of justice and freedom, and who affiliate themselves and have an affinity with the uprising of Imam Hussein. We would like to offer our condolences to all of them. Today on The Key, we would like to ask a very important question, and that question is this. As we know, the tradition of commemorating the death and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and his companions, and taking part in the ceremonies which are specifically conducted to remember him, and in which people come and cry for him and lament his death, this tradition is something which has been emphasized a great deal in the traditions of the Aimma alayhim as-salam, to such an extent that it can almost be said that the recommendation or the obligation to commemorate his martyrdom has been emphasized more than that of any other of the Aimma. So the question we would like to ask today is, why is this? Why has this been emphasized so much? And also, what is the reason and the benefit behind the commemoration of his martyrdom? The answer to this question is that there are many benefits, obviously, and reasons why we have been asked to remember Imam Hussein's uprising and then his subsequent martyrdom. One of the reasons why this is so is that the Imams, all of them, and especially Imam Hussein, they are the epitome of all of the good human virtues that, you know, God wants human beings to adopt. You know, whether that is virtues which should be cultivated in a human being with respect to his relation with God, or they are virtues which he should have in his relations with other human beings or even other creatures. The Aimma alayhim as-salam, they are examples par excellence of all of these virtues. So, And these virtues, right, it's interesting to know, these virtues were manifested on that day of Ashura. They were manifested in the conduct of Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura and in the battle of Ashura and in the plains of Karbala. So when we remember Imam Hussein in these ceremonies in which we mourn for him and weep for him, right, we remember all of those good virtues that he had. And when we remember them, obviously, this is conducive to us adopting those virtues within ourselves, right? And this is ultimately the purpose, you know, for, you know, why he was sent and why he, you know, he started his uprising in the first place. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reasons for the commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom. and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.